Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. I used to be
such a sweet, sweet. It's Sunday, March 10th, 2024. And what could be the final twilight of Infowars? In the next few days, I'll reveal the treachery and the operations taking place to shut down the most powerful instrument of liberty in the world. But don't worry, God's on our side, and we will prevail, because we've got you on our side. Again, it's Sunday, March 10th, 2024. I'm your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Alex Jones. No more, Mr. Clean, clean, clean. No more, Mr. Nice Guy, they say.
Broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, March 10th, 2024 transmission, blasting out on AM and FM stations across the country, simulcast on many cable and TV stations, and of course, at band.video and Real Alex Jones on X, formerly Twitter. Wow, it is, as I say, the best of times, the worst of times. It is a paradox. I am simpatico with one of my great researchers and writers, Jamie White. I walked up to him about 20 minutes towards airtime, and I said, a lot of times he writes the headline, I'll go with his headline, but about half the time I say, let's change that and go with this. And I said, what's your headline? And it was literally, and I hadn't even talked to him in 4 or 5 days other than text messages I send him all the time with stuff, you know, info articles. It was literally almost word for word the exact headline I just written down was about to give to him. So I think he just got it up on Infowars.com. Let's put the live show headline up, please. The Democrat deep states is openly planning civil war and martial law and have launched a massive rollout of the police state. There's the headline, Sunday emergency broadcast, deep state planning civil war and martial law ahead of 2024 election. Democrats prepare to roll out police state ahead of 2024 elections as we the people wake up to America's controlled collapse. That sub-headline was his headline. There's my headline above it. And folks, that's what's going down. Going down, going down now to Chicago. Let's come in with that Led Zeppelin song, When the Levee Breaks. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down now, down to Chicago. So we've got all the martial law, police state news. Robert De Niro saying Trump's a monster. He's coming to get us all if we don't stop him. They're the ones doing all that to us. These people are a sick joke, and they're losing, and they know they're losing. And I'm here to give you a little secret. There's no way they can reverse their destruction now. When I say destruction, I mean their political system being rejected like you vomit up poison. Stay with us. Big transmission lined up now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
March 10th in the year 2024. Thanks for joining us for this live Sunday broadcast. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas in the embattled, shot up, on fire, InfoWars Studios. Attacked by the enemy from all sides like the mythical Alamo, but still standing while the enemy prepares their final charge and our metaphysical transcendence to the next level. And of course, I don't mean this is literally the Alamo with the 8-to-1 Mexican soldiers coming over the parapet. I mean that as a paradox, as a parallel, as an analogy. All right, my friends. Wow, let me tell you what's coming up tonight. Ahead of Sunday Night Live. Who's hosting Sunday Night Live tonight? Is it Chase Geyser? Chase Geyser, another great talk show host here at InfoWars. Okay, so the globalist CIA New World Order Combine is openly preparing civil war and martial law in America and rolling out troops on the streets, as I told you they would out of this. That's why they defunded the police and then had all their controlled Soros DAs. Let serious armed robbers and rapists and people that shoot innocent folks out of jail, in many cases with no prison time, on personal recognizance bond, so that we all now can be slaves. So we're going to get to that right now, starting with two Bill Maher clips. First, we have one of Robert De Niro saying that Trump is going to put everybody in prison or take everybody off air if he gets elected. He's going to destroy free speech, when that's exactly what the deep state's publicly doing to not just mainline talk show hosts that are populist and not just popular hosts, but going after the NRA, going after the beef production, cutting off the pipelines, going after Trump in criminal ways never seen before, in civil ways never seen before. Total weaponization of the court system. And then Bill Maher talking about New York putting National Guard in the subway. Now, what is this really all about? I'll explain in a moment, but I think most of you probably already sussed it. But first, here's Robert De Niro.
Nothing at all. Nothing redeemable in him. And we have to, and whoever the people are who want to vote for him, and there look like intelligent people around there, somebody, for some reason, it can't be. It cannot be. If he wins the election, you won't be on the show anymore. He'll come looking for me. There'll be things that happen that none of us can imagine. That's what happens in that kind of a dictatorship, which is what he says. Let's believe him. Take him at his word.
I did from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I said from the very beginning, this guy is never going to concede power. And he still hasn't.
No.
He still hasn't. He just admitted he lost the last election. And he advertises that he will go on. He says he's been cheated out of one term. So maybe we should get rid of the only a president only gets two terms thing.
Notice they don't play any clips of Trump actually saying that. He joked with Sean Hannity 3-4 months ago. You've all seen the clip, unless you've been hiding under a rock. He said, no, I'm not going to be a dictator, except day one, I'm going to turn the pipelines back on and make our energy cheap. And he wanted to say, because the president has that power. Remember, Biden's first action was to kill the Keystone Pipeline. But we elect him, and he has those powers as president. That's not a dictator. Then they say Trump wants a coup. 90%+ of coups, in the very definition of it, is a group outside of power overthrowing someone that was elected. So they're the ones pushing the classic definition of a coup. But we've all seen the persecution of populist and conservatives. We've all seen the debanking and the censorship and the surveillance and the theft of the election by blocking information that exposes the Democrats. We've all seen the weaponization hearings in Congress about it. Did Trump go after his political opposition when he was in office? Did Trump censor anybody? No, in fact, their ratings all tripled. Dinosaur media was already basically dead, but it kind of gave them a shot in the arm, a dead cat bounce, whenever President Trump was elected. But instantly we were told his election was illegitimate. He was a Russian agent with no evidence. And then all of his supporters were Russian agents. So that's where we are. No, Robert De Niro, you're not that important. Yeah, you were in some good movie roles at The Godfather and stuff, and it's sad that I liked you in those roles, but Robert De Niro's been dead to me for decades. They're actors, folks. You're not that important. Bill Maher is going to be taken off the air. Bill Maher, if Trump gets reelected, is going to be on air attacking him every Friday night on HBO. And we all know that. Who have they tried to put in prison? Trump. Who have they put in prison? Countless other people that supported Trump. Who are they trying to put in prison right now? Trump himself and myself and countless others. That's what they're doing while inverting reality, gaslighting everybody, and projecting what they're doing to us, claiming we're going to do it to them. No, you're trash. You're already in your own prison of being a piece of garbage. We don't want to spend our energy and time turning you into a martyr to throw you in prison. We're not villains like you. Even if we could teleport you to Mars, we wouldn't do it because we're not like that. And you know that. And you're the ones that have done this now. So your attempt to say what you've done publicly is what we're going to do is preposterous. It's cockamamie. It's screwball. It's a fraud on its face. Now let's talk about the 1,000 National Guard troops put on the New York subway. Everything New York City does, everything Seattle does, everything Los Angeles does, everything Governor Hochul does in New York, everything Patrick Bateman 2.0, Gavin Newsom does in California is a globalist agenda. The same things done in Australia and Germany and France and the UK and Canada, and Justin Trudeau saying, I love dictatorship and I'm going to put people life in prison for their speech. He's trying to pass that law. That's dictatorial. That's totalitarian. That's tyranny. With the T word, ladies and gentlemen. So let's look at the same Bill Maher show talking about the National Guard. Listen to this.
But I do see that the governor of New York now is putting the National Guard in the subway. As a New Yorker, what do you think of that? What do you think they'd say if he did it?
Well, if he did it, it's for another reason. Her doing it, I haven't heard about it. They just told me just before. But I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I'm not happy about it. But
crime in New York. I mean, you know something about that.
Well, I don't.
You've played it. It's happened to you.
I don't have.
You got rid of the
filth. That's organized crime. I'm sorry to hear that, and I hope, I don't know, whatever I could do to help alleviate that situation, whatever. I don't know. I can't.
Well, I think people feel like there's a lack of common sense on the left and the right. Would you at least agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Right. And that gives him a giant opening.
Oh, that gives him a giant opening. All right. I think everybody agrees that's been paying attention that I am the police state, New World Order, martial law expert. Only because I'm 20 years old and they've got black helicopters flying around in Round Rock and San Antonio blowing up buildings at night, and people I know have seen it, and then the newspapers say it isn't existing, and then my cousin saw them in Houston blowing up like three floors of a building at night. And this is in like 1994 when I was first getting on air. And I'm like covering it, and there's suddenly articles about me in the paper saying he's crazy, he believes in black helicopters. So I make some phone calls, check with some family. They go, yeah, that's Delta Force. They're doing training. Well, then why was the media denying it? So then I learned about Bill Clinton, and it came out in the news that they were having surveys. The Marine Corps, will you confiscate guns? And then a few years later, they start publicly training the military to confiscate guns, and it's in mainstream news. And
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In crisis themselves, not the Russians, to then have the excuse, well, the prosecutors won't prosecute, the police get indicted if they defend people, the citizens get indicted, you got some crazy dude who's been arrested 20-something times, beating people up, he's crazy strong, schizophrenic black guy, I think he's Michael Jackson, he's beating up black people, and three black guys and a white guy tackle him, he knocks him down, you know, the case 6 months ago. And the white guy's a veteran and tough. He gets him in a headlock and, you know, chokes him out. And then the guy has a heart attack and dies. He's going to prison for the rest of his life. And the black folks testified, hey, he was protecting us. We were with him. Doesn't matter. Some schizophrenic, whether it's white or black's attacking you. They're strong, folks. Crazy strong. That's where you get the term. Crazy, crazy strong. And some crazy strong white guy, black guy, doesn't matter, is attacking you and you defend yourself, your ass is going straight under the jail. And so what happens? The criminals are emboldened. Things get out of control. And then suddenly, the governor says, I don't care what you think about the martial law we've declared. And she's the governor, but it's been done by the mayor too. And the hundreds of thousands of illegals they've just shipped in the last few years in New York and all the crime and all the craziness. And the fact that people can't pay their bills, so crime's going up because of that, that's the anger of the world. She says, we'll play in a minute, she says, I don't care, fine. You don't have to ride the subway. Remember before, you don't have to take the shot, you just get fired from your job as a nurse or a police officer or firefighter. You don't have to ride the subway, you don't have a car, you can't walk 10 miles. But that's okay if you don't want troops searching your bags. Well, it's not even gun crime they're having on the subways. It's just robbery and people getting beat. And by the way, just since they started this 5 days ago, crime is still the same it was they reported today. No let up on this. I mean, look, you don't want to put troops on the subway, but put them in the boxcars and give them the authority to beat the hell out of somebody that attacks an innocent person. They'll stop real quick throwing innocent women in front of the tracks. That happens every week now. So they cut any border control, pay people to come here, have the Soros prosecutors let everybody out of jail or not even arrest them, and then everything falls apart, and now they're going to search your bags and are setting up permanent TSA-style checkpoints at the entrance to the subways. Now, what's that about? It's when they release the next virus, folks. They're going to have the troops checking that you've got your vaccine pass to get on the train. This is getting you ready. So they're telling you Trump's going to declare martial law. Trump's going to arrest all his opposition, but that's what they're doing to us. And I've got articles right here now confirmed. Here's the evidence Liz Cheney tried to bury during the January 6th probe. They didn't put real Republicans on the committee. Under the law, Republicans for a committee or Democrats are supposed to be able to vote on who they want on the committee. But they said, no, you can't vote. So they appointed a couple of known Democrat fake Republicans, rhinos on, and now they've destroyed all the video interviews and all of the text transcripts of January 6th because January 6th discovered in their own fake hearings that it was feds and it was provocateur. And so there's a big article in Town Hall. Here's the evidence Liz Cheney tried to bury during the January 6th. Oh, turns out the Capitol Police and all of them testified, and so did the White House, and so did the FBI, and so did the U.S. military, that Trump wanted 10,000 troops for security for that rally because he was worried about riots or Antifa. Now, I don't need to hear that congressional report. I I remember Trump called for it, and Milley threatened to resign when they tried to burn down that church a year before. And then again, when Trump called for it, it's in the news. You don't need to get a Liz Cheney document that she had it destroyed, though people go, oh, she destroyed it, so they pay attention. No, Trump did not want to have happen what happened on January 6th, but that's the point. They're saying he's going to declare martial law. They're saying that's not what they've said they're going to do is. They've got legislation introduced to do it, to strip the power of calling out the military from the president and basically set up Congress as the dictator who will dictate during an emergency. And to take the power of the Insurrection Act that George Herbert Walker Bush declared during the LA riots away from Trump. And they've said, oh, we know there's going to be protest, mostly peaceful, burning things down. It'll make 2000 in that summer look like a cakewalk. And when he does that, we're going to call him a white supremacist and drive him from office. So they're planning to burn the country down with Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all Soros funded, and Hezbollah and Hamas that the media says are angels and perfect. And they're using all the Israeli actions and the anger over there to export it here to create that event. And so 100%, let's put it back on screen. We're 8.5 months out from this historic election. This is what they're planning. This is what they're doing. And they've got AI systems out debanking patriots everywhere. That's a whole other story we're working on that nobody's broke yet. They've got all these blocking stories on Google and Facebook and everywhere, so you can't see what Democrats are doing. They've got all this gaslighting going on to skew the numbers and try to steal the election. When Tucker Carlson talks about it, oh, the mainstream media says he's a criminal. Why, you don't question elections, though the Democrats are saying Trump plans to steal it, and when Trump points out they've already stolen elections and been caught, oh, he's now a traitor, he's now the bad guy. So here's Hochul. Remember that clip where she said our new religion is the COVID shot? So do what God tells you and take the shot. Total freakazoid. Play the clip of her announcing the National Guard. And then play the clip of her saying, you don't have to ride on the subway, that's fine. You don't take the shot, you don't need to have a job or get groceries. And all over the world, they're putting in scanners where you got to show your iPhone vaccine passport to get in to eat. To get your food. See, they're bringing this in, folks. This is going down. Here it is.
Point one. I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transits. They'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in, working in concert with our New York State Police, as well as our NYPD. Because no one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon.
They're going to search bags?
Randomly.
Randomly.
There is a statistical...
What happens if you don't want your bag searched?
Then go home. We're not going to search you. You can say no, but you're not taking the subway.
Total violation of the Nuremberg Code. Basic right to travel, basic right to medical freedom, basic right to self-defense, basic right to a job. You don't have that if you don't do what we want. So this is martial law. And notice the key. It's not the mayor saying all this. It's the governor in a civil emergency or martial law that sends in the state police to the city. Like when Soros had all the police turned off, or a lot of them turned off in Austin, they sent the state police in the last year to Austin. That's a civil emergency. So they've turned off the police. They've released the criminals, Soros, Fannie Willis, all of them. And now, Alvin Bragg, now they're sending in the military to treat you like a criminal and get you ready. While they say Trump's going to put the troops in your life and Trump's going to have you arrested. No, Trump's going to just turn on the energy pipelines and bring the jobs back and restore the republic. And that's the bottom line, folks. And that's what I'm fighting for. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, band.video. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. Stay with us. We have products that'll change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to continue with the design destabilization of not just America, but the West and how we stop it. And then I've noticed a trend, without even looking for it, on X, but also in the mainstream news, because I don't go on Facebook a lot and other places, but I've seen it a lot on X, with the left criticizing women shooting guns and women in MMA and women hunting and women fishing. And they go, man, conservative men that find this sexy are gay because they look like men. No, these women don't look like men, like the men you say are women. My wife's got guns, but she's a woman. Looked at a Greek statue of the ideal woman. She's strong. She's also feminine. Feminine is not weak and useless. Feminine is powerful, and that's what men want. So I've got some clips of this next hour I'm going to get to, because the left grow up in these high-rises. They can't find their ass with both hands. They don't know where electricity comes from or meat or anything. And they just sit around criticizing everything that isn't weak and pathetic. And then they claim they want to empower women in all these movies where the women can kick all the men's asses. This is BS. But women certainly can skin a buck and run a trot line and do a bunch of stuff that men cannot do. So that's coming up at the start of the next hour. But I wanted to dovetail what I was just covering in the last segment with militarization of police that they keep, but then the rest of the general police they get rid of, and then from Minnesota to New York to California to Washington, the politicians then hire on taxpayer money their own private security 24 hours a day for 50 times on average, literally, what it would cost just for them to use the police as their security. So they're not going to get rid of the police. They're just going to make the police political operatives of their system. Don't arrest the illegal aliens smuggling kids. Arrest somebody for their speech. So we have Lakin Riley being murdered by this illegal alien. And I've got dozens of examples every day without even looking. Of illegal aliens killing little kids, killing women, because they're fleeing justice in their own countries, or their countries are making them leave, and that's why Venezuela and a bunch of other countries will not take back anybody deported. And so, yeah, these criminals, a lot of them have to be brown. It's not that brown people are more criminal than other groups, but they're putting the prisoners into our country. And so Biden apologized for saying illegal in the State of the Union as Trump host Lakin Riley's family at a rally. And we had Nancy Pelosi with a very rare event. I played the clip yesterday on a Saturday show. Criticized Biden for his thought crime of saying illegal, because you're not supposed to use even the word illegal. And of course, we have a clip we'll play after this of AOC talking to one of the former Border Patrol chiefs, saying, how dare you call them illegals? It's not illegal to cross the border. But of course it is. It's just Biden's not enforcing it. So stop letting them use the words. Even my crew's great, and the other talk show hosts are great on other things, but they still call them migrants. That's the UN treaty. If it's a refugee or a migrant, then we have a treaty that the United Nations is in control of those people and decides our policy. Trump pulled out of that treaty. Biden, one of the first things he did was put us back under it. So words mean things. They are illegal aliens. That's the term. When you fly to Cancun, they ask you what hotel you're staying at. You fill out a card. If you stay a day later, they call the hotel and say, where are you? And it says in Spanish, visiting alien. Alien just means not from here, not a citizen. Everybody thinks of alien like a little green man. That just means a space alien, an alien from space. Alien just means alien from us. So that's the plan. Cut the police, take over the military, turn them into UN forces. They don't invade with the UN. They turn your military into a woke UN force under UN command. So let's play back to back. Here's Biden apologizing, not for the brutal murder of a young woman bashing her brains out, but that he called the killer an illegal. And then we'll play AOC mad about the term illegal, too.
Look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing, we have to control the border and more orderly flow. But I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their.
If I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I will be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that.
Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
That's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. Total lawlessness, and they're abusing these people that are being brought in as well. Biden says he rejects and regrets using illegal as a way to describe alien who killed Laken Riley. And I got more articles just today. Illegal alien with a long rap sheet who was supposed to be deported more than a year ago has been arrested for allegedly murdering a two-year-old child. And it just goes on from there. On and on and on. Illegal immigrant from El Salvador charged with murder and shootout that killed two-year-old boy, injured teen mom. I'm really glad even the New York Post and others are stopping calling them migrants. They're illegal aliens. And you heard Biden say that the illegal aliens built America. No doubt, labor out of Mexico, that's always been in the United States, has built a lot of this country. And those people are now voting almost 50% Republican because they get their American dreams being taken. But to say that we shouldn't have citizens or make people go through some process is balderdash. It's Biden that said, when I win the election, when he steals it, immediately seize the border. And now he says, oh, I've done no such thing. All right. I want to shift gears into the war news. We get mixed signals about whether it's going to accelerate towards World War III or they're going to decelerate it. But now, a few weeks ago, it was total acceleration to World War III. Then they kind of backed off. Now they're like, no, we're going balls to the walls. We're going to cover that when we come back. Then I've got a bunch of Trump news. I've got some criticism of Trump. I love Trump, but I'm not the cult, folks. I'm not like a Democrat that just covers talking points. I've got some serious issues. So we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to be talking about so much more today because we're backing Trump. Trump's going to win the election. They may try to steal it. We get persecuted for that, but it's the right thing to do. But we elect him to carry out policies that the people want that are constitutional. So his back pushing the damn shots is BS. And we put heat on his ass in the last few years. He backed off of it. Now, like a dog to vomit, he's back to it. And so we're going to take Donald John Trump to the woodshed because I'm not his lapdog. I want him to be an instrument of victory against tyranny. Our instrument, not some Pfizer puppet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Please remember, we're listener-supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcasting worldwide. Hour number two is going to be as jam-packed and as important as hour one, maybe more important. Please stay with us. Then Chase Geyser, in about an hour and 13 minutes, takes over with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, right here on the InfoWars.com network. And, of course, the stations across the country, as well as X at Real Alex Jones. Please follow us there. Okay, so 2 years and a month ago, Russia invades Ukraine. And 2 weeks ago, the CIA admitted what we already told you 10 years ago, that they'd overthrown the Ukrainian elected government because they were pro-Russian. They'd set up 10 CIA bases and had been attacking ethnic Russians that are the majority in most of the country and shelling them and attacking them and killing them to get Vladimir Putin to invade so that NATO could then start a 20-year war with Russia. Now, I already knew this because George Soros, 7 years ago, went on Fareed Zarqawi on CNN and said he got the State Department money and bragged he overthrew Ukraine and that he'd soon be the czar of Russia. All of that was to antagonize Vladimir Putin and get him to move into the country, which is not like Poland. Russia doesn't come from Poland. Russia started in Ukraine 1,000 years ago. So all these troops and all these weapons on their doorstep, and trying to get Ukraine to join NATO elicited the Russians to do this. I wish Putin wouldn't have done it. And I don't support it. But I also do not support starting the fight. And as I said 2 years ago, if this continues to escalate, it'll go up the RAND Corporation threat ladder continuum. And it goes from like 1 to 43. 43 is total nuclear destruction of the planet. We're at 37 or 8 right now. Remember, Biden said a year and a half ago, we can't send tanks, we can't send F-16s, that's World War III. Now they are. And so 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, because it went through the country, Sweden, Germany, the UK, they all started saying, we may need a national draft, we may need to send troops in. Then a week ago, the German chancellor gives a speech and says, we can't send these long-range cruise missiles to Ukraine. They'll attack Russia with them. They already are with drones. That'll get us in a direct war. And we'd have to send troops to operate these because it takes years to know how to run these missiles. And he says our allies in NATO have already, France, Germany, they're trying to get Germany on board, but France and the U.S. and others already have U.S. troops there running the missiles. And they got really pissed that Germany said that. But then they got leaked cables from the Germans also planning to use the Luftwaffe and claim it was Ukrainians to blow up the big bridge that goes from Russia into Crimea, which is in southern Ukraine. They're on the Black Sea. So then we saw a bunch of Republican senators that have been pro-war come out and say we should end the war and we should have a rebuilding project, which is another money laundering operation. And now we see the Pope coming out and saying we need to honor the courage of the white flag. And he taped it a month ago, but got asked by NATO, came out in the news today, not to release it until yesterday. So a month ago, we were almost at peace. The Pope was coming out saying, let's have peace. All these leaders were. And then suddenly you hear the record scratch, the car wreck sound, the hold your horses noise. And Macron comes out and says there's no limit to the support we will give Ukraine. And the UK and Sweden and all of them say, yeah, we're going to send troops in. So Napoleon went there to be destroyed. Hitler went there to be destroyed. And the Russians aren't going to give up. And yes, we can kill all the Russians at the expense of them killing all of us. So you're supposedly a big wimp if you're Sean Penn of the Democrats. He says nuclear war is survivable. These people don't know about nuclear war. Remember, we've had Biden and Swalwell and a couple other senators and Congress members say, we need to use nuclear weapons on American gun owners. Atomic bombs are an anti-military weapon that they're used in the field of battle. Hydrogen bombs target populations. They destroy whole cities. You don't use in the definition a hydrogen bomb or an atomic bomb against civilians. Swalwell says, we'll, remember, he said this in multiple tweets, we'll just blow up the cities. Hey, Swalwell, we all really know you have election fraud, so the cities aren't majority Democrat, but still, that's where you live, jackass. Those are not the weapons you use to suppress an insurrection or an uprising or rebellion. You use secret police, you use informants, you use cutting the food off to control people. You use house to house with combat troops. Let me explain something to Swalwell and to Biden and to the rest of them. We put in over 3 million troops in the decade-long war in Vietnam. It really went on a few years before that with advisors. So 14-year war. But 1964 to 1974, 75, 10 years, 3 million troops, several million injured, 58,000 dead. The, quote, U.S. government killed 3 million Vietnamese. They mainly had light weapons. Because they wouldn't give up, they couldn't be defeated. Just like George Washington fighting the British. And I'm not completely comparing to that, but resistance-wise, I am. The Vietnamese are tough sons of bitches. They've already been invaded by the Chinese and the Japanese and the French. They've been invaded over 50 times the last 500 years, and they will kick your ass. While Charlie's out in the bush getting stronger, the troops are back at base drinking beer, getting weaker. So Swallowswell and Biden. 3 million U.S. troops and tens of millions of bombs couldn't defeat the Vietnamese. They were a population way smaller than ours. So let's get one thing through your stinking heads. When you sit there and shoot your mouths off about how you're going to use nuclear bombs on the American people, you dumb ass. You know nothing about military doctrine. You know nothing about history. And you're whistling past the graveyard. You need to stop this escalation of war with the Russians. I don't like to just tell you things. I'll show you the headlines here. Macron says France has no limits in its support for Ukraine. Madness. West is conducting all-out militarization to defeat Russia, the Siberian president warns. Joaquin Jeffries, pro-Putin faction led by Trump and Tucker Carlson, stopping Ukraine aid to the war. And you watch the CBS clip, and they admit they're totally biased. Oh, we got to have war. We got to have a total... France finds Baltic allies in its spat with Germany over Ukraine troop development. Troop deployment. Oh, everyone's mad at Germany. They don't want to officially push troops in on the Russians. Maybe because 50 plus million people on the Russian and German side died. 24 million Germans, 26, 27 million Russians died in World War II. 90%+ of the death was Germans and Russians. And now the left's calling Germans pussies because they don't want to officially go to war with Russia. These people are insane. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. I want to thank you for joining us this evening. We're not backed by Soros the globalist. If you want to keep this show on the air, you want to support what I'm doing, whatever form this broadcast takes, go to drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com, just DR, not doctor spelled out, drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. All of the incredible silver products that we haven't had available in InfoWars store for years, the nano silver toothpaste with the iodine, the tea tree, super blue, limited supply, selling out quick, drjonesnaturals.com. The immune gargle, the nano silver, so good for topical ingestion, you name it. The wound gel, incredible. And then all these dozens of other products that are so powerful, like Cavachil and Rocket Rest. Check out all the items at drjonesnaturals.com. If you want to support the broadcast, drjonesnaturals.com, and save that URL and remember that URL, drjonesnaturals.com. And all the other toothpastes are there and organic toothbrushes, and the supplements are amazing as well. drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, we've got InfoWarsStore.com with all the other great products like Nitric Boost, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 10-Hour Clean Energy, Turbo Force, selling out, Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Great 10-Hour Clean Energy, and it supports the broadcast. Go get Turbo Force right now at InfoWarsStore. Second hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. Be right back.